Grace, peace, and mercy be unto you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as we gather this night to give thanksgiving for all that God has done for us. Anxiety. Ever experience it? Can be a real issue this time of year. Some of you may be a little anxious about tomorrow or what you still have to do tonight to get ready, especially if you're having a big crowd for Thanksgiving dinner. Or some of you just may be anxious a little bit because when we get to Thanksgiving, then here comes the Christmas season, here comes Advent, and all the festivities and all of the things, and sometimes it leaves you just a little anxious. And some of you maybe on your way here thought of something you should have done before you left home. And so you might be just a little anxious. And then there's the epistle for the evening. Do not be anxious about anything. That's easy to say. It's not always easy to do. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God will surpass all understanding. He will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And see, when we read all of that, it makes great sense to us. And yet, sometimes when you read that, you're thinking, really? Anxiety has overcome me with so many different things, and I'm supposed to be, what, praying? I'm supposed to be rejoicing, finding reasons to give thanks, while all these thoughts are running through your head. I know I have read this a number of times and sometimes wondered, especially when you are just dealing with a lot of stress and anxiety. And you hear these words, and it seems like, how do you not be anxious? And then we come together for Thanksgiving. As we gather, it's a time to reflect on all the things we need to be thankful for. I think sometimes about what would have been like those first Thanksgivings in a new land. We know that it was a hard time. And yet settlers looked to God, thanked him for what they had. And if you've read the history of that time, it wasn't always the best of times. Sometimes it was the worst of times. And yet, they paused. For time of thanksgiving. And yet, if we look at Scripture, we find there all kinds of examples of people who, in dire circumstances, found reason to be thankful. Take the gospel, always set aside at Thanksgiving. The standard gospel is the 10 lepers who come to Jesus. And he heals them. And then Jesus, when one returns, says, "Was not 10? Where are the 9? Only one took time to praise God. I don't know what all your plans are, but if you're looking to get together with family or friends, and do you take a moment? As you gather, as you sit down over that luscious meal with all the trimmings, which most of us shouldn't have, and yet we will, do you give thanks? Is it with a thankful heart that you gather? Do you take a moment to just reflect on all the blessings that God has given us? Or is our focus on that big meal, all the festivities, and yes, the football? Or for some of you, you're looking forward to the games you'll be playing with family and friends that you normally don't get to do. And so then, where are those feelings and anxiety? Paul speaks more about this as he preaches to the Philippians, as he talks to the Philippians, because he says, then finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. How many times does our mind go to that place where we really think about what is excellent? What is just? What is honorable? What is worthy of praise? Because when we stop and think about it, our life is filled with all sorts of blessings. And what Paul was reminding the Philippians was, there is so much for us to be thankful for. How hard is it for us to focus on these things? Especially if anxiety is knocking at your door. When anxiety is a part of your life. Now, Paul was especially appreciative of the Philippian church. For we know that it was the Philippian church that was his partner, making it possible sometimes for him to be able to share the gospel. They had provided for him. They had been his partner. They had prayed for him. And yes, they had this strong relationship together. And he even says, you were the only church that did that for me. Paul, as we know, was a man who faced a lot of different situations in life. He knew the low times of life. He knew and experienced a lot of dissension, a lot of grief because of what he and who he was. But Paul never forgot that it was God who supplies all that we need. He had experienced their partnership. He had felt their love. He had been encouraged by them. And yet he knew that all of this came from the hand of a gracious God who is supplying all that he needs. Every year we have Thanksgiving, which really then begins this whole special time of the year. It is seared into our culture. It is a part of our lives. And yes, many people do take time to reflect and give thanks. How would you feel if there suddenly was no longer a Thanksgiving day? Our neighbors to the north also observe Thanksgiving, but in October. And I am sure there are other places in the world that also celebrate a day of Thanksgiving. Yesterday, when I was here doing a couple of things, I had the privilege of walking through and the youth and adults working together, making those pies that are sitting out there. They were hard at work, all sharing together, working, laughing, having fun and fellowship as they put together all those pies. And so if you're missing any ingredients, well, they are just having too much fun, I guess. No, I hope that didn't happen. But you know what? They were blessed to be able to serve, to be able to do this for a number of you and to make that possible. We are to abound in thanksgiving. And then Paul says, and my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Thanksgiving is a time to pause, a time to reflect, a time to consider all that God has done for us. How blessed we all are. Blessed that we can be forgiven. Blessed that we can come to the Lord's table, sharing at that most sacred meal. Blessed that he sent his only son to suffer, to die, to take our place. When you look at the blessings in your life, do you look at them in a variety of ways? For family, for friends, for the things, and yet the real truth is that God provides everything we need. God is the great provider. He gave us the greatest gift of all when he sent his son to redeem us, to show us his love for us. He is our real provider. He is the reason we can give thanks, because he supplies all that we need. So as you gather, as you do whatever you're going to do on this very special day tomorrow or in the next couple of days as you gather, sometimes family have several celebrations, take a moment. Count the many blessings you have received from the hand of God. Take a moment to remember those who are near and dear to you. And above all, take time to thank God. He has supplied you with everything. He has given you a Savior. He has shown you his love. He gives us life itself. Each of us is blessed beyond measure. And so consider God and turn to him with a thankful heart. And sometimes when I do that, I think of Abraham going up that mountain with his son. And the son simply asks, "Dad, where's the lamb?" And what's his answer? "God will supply." Paul reminds us of that in this letter, that God supplies everything we need for this body and life. And so he says to him, "Be glory forever and ever. Amen." Let us stand as we, if you are able, as we join together in the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. And in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray for all those who come before Jesus with songs of gratefulness and praise, and for all people on earth, that we may abound in thanksgiving this day and always. For all those who worship you in spirit and in truth, for all members of this congregation, for all the baptized souls who belong to the body of Christ, for our unity in Christ Jesus and his word, for our dedication to his mission to bring the good news to every corner of the world, and for all who gather at the Lord's table tonight, that hearts may abound in thanksgiving as we receive the foretaste of the heavenly feast to come. Hear our prayer.
We abound in thanksgiving to you, O Lord.
For our families and our friends, for our relatives and our neighbors, both those who share our table today and those who are miles away, for houses and our homes, for our spouses and our children, for food and drink, for laughter, for tears, for the memories of past times and the expectations of blessings yet to come. That as we gather to celebrate this Thanksgiving, we may lift our praises to our gracious Creator and Redeemer. Hear our prayer.
We abound in thanksgiving to you, O Lord.
For our nation, for our leaders, public servants, those who wear uniform to protect God's people, for the land, the businesses, the schools in our community, that they may be filled with God's goodness, and for hearts and minds, hands and mouths that are ready to receive thy daily bread with thanksgiving, that we recognize every good gift that comes from our Father above. Hear our prayer.
We abound in thanksgiving to you, O Lord.
For the sick, the suffering, and the dying. For those who are hurting in heart, body, mind, and relationship, for those who are hungry and tired, weary and alone, that they may know the healing presence of Jesus and return to him. Fall at his feet and worship him. For those who work to bring needed relief and the Lord's healing touch, to all of those for whom we pray. This night we lift before you our brother Bob Coward, as he hopefully will be able to go home yet this week after some time in rehab. We also place before you tonight former pastor Bill Keller, who is in hospice and lingers near death. And we ask, Lord, that if it is your will, please grant him a peaceful release from this life. And also for our little friend Cody Schmidt, who is in an ICU unit in New York. And we pray, Lord, that if it is your will, grant him that healing that only can come from your hand. But be with his family at a very difficult time. And Lord, you know the hearts and the thoughts of all those this night. And so we ask, Lord, that you would hear our prayer.